What was your experience working with Wes Anderson like?
Unlike anything else.
Yeah.
He visualizes the entire film up front.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, here's this role, here's this script.
You go, cool,
I'd love to do it. And he goes, right, here's the cartoon.
Yeah.
So he's created an entire cartoon version of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Frame by frame, shot by shot. So you really understand his vision.
Right.
Down to the last detail. The only intimidating thing about it is he does the voice of every character. And he's really good. He's good, man. He's like setting a bar right off the jump. It's like, okay, I'm going to do it better than Wes, but do it my own way.
Is it at all confining when his vision is so clearly laid out, or is it liberating in some way?
You know what I've found more and more is that sometimes limitations can unlock more creativity.
Yeah.
And I've definitely seen that, you know, now producing my own projects and working sometimes on lower budgets or working in a half hour format.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes having those parameters forces you to be creative in different ways. So it was really fascinating. He knows exactly what the shape and the visual composition will be.
Yeah.
He'll even know in his mind what the rhythm of delivery and all that stuff will be.
Yeah.
So you're forced to kind of be creative in a within a smaller box.
Yeah.
But I'm reminded of kind of like miniature painting.
Yes.
It's still that attention to detail, still being creative.
Well, it's amazing what you can do in a small space if you're focused on it.
Right. Exactly. Know? Exactly. And he's very focused on it. And so is everyone on his set.